medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. Listeners, I am your host, Anna, and I would first very much like to thank you for your time today and for your listening support. I'd also very much like to thank our sponsors and to our wonderful producer, Don. We have a very interesting show for you today called, which is titled Black Magic, Curses and Negative Projections. It is going to be a really interesting show. So we have two guests with us today, Saber and the lovely Carol, who are with us each week. And now I would like to introduce you to the inspirational healer. This show is dedicated to Atana. And you've just heard Atana's music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. I just want to give an overview. He is an author, musician, master energy healer, international teacher, just to name a few of those things, but what makes him really special is the method that he created called the Atana Method. And he has done this to help as many people as possible on their healing journey. And now I'd just like to say, hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful Anna, wonderful Don, Carol, and wonderful Saber, and our wonderful listeners. I'm happy to be again on the air and grounded, being on the air and supporting you in your transformational journey.
Yay, Atana. And you do that so well. That is your real gift. You're amazing. So, Atana, today we are talking about black magic, curses and negative projections. Pretty heavy-hitting topic here. This actually forms part of a chapter in your book, Sacred Inner Dialogue. Yeah. And I just think this is a really interesting topic today because, you know, black magic, curses and negative projections sounds pretty heavy stuff. And I'd really love to understand, you approach everything in this manner that is about acceptance. How do people accept black magic, curses and negative projections?
Well, first of all, we have to know that every intention has an energy behind it. And if somebody is jealous at somebody else or projects some negativity on that person, it can have an effect energetically, very similar like when you, and there's a study being conducted where a person with their back to a group of people were sitting down, eyes literally covered, and that person actually could tell if somebody were projecting something positive or negative about them. And everybody has that feeling where you feel that ringing in your ears and you feel like somebody's thinking about you or somebody's thinking about you that you haven't called for a long time. And sometimes you have this thought, some negativity is affecting me or some negative projections or jealousy projections are affecting me. And that can have actually a very potent force behind it if that person that's doing the projections actually has also some heavier negativity in their system. And when they start projecting that, it can hurt an energy field. It's similar like how people have been suggesting plans towards like heavy metal music and, for example, classical music. That has a different effect, and the growth patterns are different in these plants. It's scientifically proven. So when somebody is projecting negativity at somebody else, and we're living in this duality life, sometimes that even happens even if you haven't done anything to one person, that person thinks you have done something. Even that negative projection can affect you. So I'm teaching how to clear these projections so that you can live a healthy life. And for me, this is nothing else than really taking a shower in the morning or in the evening. You're showering off that negativity from life that you encountered. And it helps when you know that this needs to be a daily procedure, like, like brushing your teeth or eating, drinking, using the bathroom, or even taking the shower.
Okay. So let's just take the first one, black magic. What is black magic?
Black magic is when a person has a focus on another person to control or deprive that person of their healthy life force experience. When you look into the old stories and the mythological aspect of magic or the evil queen that tries to control her kingdom. When you think about everything that is not based on happiness, health, and well-being, that's literally a suppression of life force. And it's in some way or form a control force that is not healthy. And that can have a black magic effect. Black magic meaning the darker craft of control.
Okay. And so how can somebody tell that black magic is affecting them?
Usually when black magic is affecting somebody, a lot of the things that are normal procedural things in daily life are just not working right. There's interferences. And these interferences, they are sometimes planetary and sometimes are projected from other people. And sometimes people even can curse themselves with black magic because of a lineage program.
Right. Wow. Okay. So in I don't really want to curse myself, but I'm sure that I've done that like a million times in a million lifetimes. So when we work with you, and if anybody wants to work with Atana, very easy, just Google him or look up his website, atanamethod.com. When we work together, Atana, it sort of occurred to me that this sacred inner dialogue is often very much like blessing ourselves with white magic spells or the light magic spells.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's correct?
Yes. Either white magic or trying to neutralize all heavier, denser energies that are holding us back to live our full potential.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to come and work with an Atana Method practitioner or even you, what would the first thing you would be doing in terms of identifying and then clearing up black magic?
We would basically finding who is in that person's life trying to control their experiences or their life life's expression or suppress it, you know, and then we would start basically seeing. I mean, is that an ex-husband or ex-wife or a current or a friend or a family member? And where is this coming from? How long is this going on? Is this a violent form of control? Is this like a subtle form of control? That is a form of literally of black magic, because you can imagine we are all infinite energy systems. We don't need to be controlled by nobody. My question would be, where are these contracts? Why are we feeling we still have to attract it? Because we're not just merely victims in this process. We must have agreed somewhere that we are agreeing to this experience. Without us agreeing to this, to be part of this experience, we cannot experience it. So it's not like somebody is just doing it to us. It's like we're learning something from that process. We're learning that we're actually more powerful than we thought we were. And often when we limit ourselves, then outside forces trying to limit us even more because we're believing that we are limited. When you go into understanding that we are unlimited energy systems, you would not really need that experience continuously, except if you get to the next level of expansion. And so then you have to teach yourself and free yourself, of course, from these experiences, you know.
And you did that beautifully, that whole expansion paper, saying to you, because Atana and I spoke yesterday. We had a bit of a chat on the phone, and Atana does these one-ments. And the one-ment yesterday had such an amazing effect on me, because I had a full like experience of this incredible expansion that we're talking about, this unbelievable expansion into this oneness, unlimited consciousness. And that was just amazing for me. So if anybody wants to feel that, definitely sign up for Atana's one-ments on the website. They are an incredible experience. So just back to this black magic for a minute. It'd be great, I think, if we could give our listeners an example, even Atana, of maybe you don't have to name any names, but maybe somebody that you've worked with, or give an example to say, well, this is what, you know, one of my case studies had, or even for yourself. It would be great.
Yeah. Well, I think about this experience that I had with a lady in one of the sessions, where she was basically she was being controlled by a guy who was literally feeling that he was in love with her, but she really didn't love the guy back. And so that's when the guy felt he had to do some big magic or black magic on her to make her love her. And a lot of the times people get to a place when they feel they're not being loved or they're in love with somebody, they're trying to actually with black magic make that person love them. And there's like a lot of psychics out there right now. They give you love spells and love potions so that you can get together with that person that really doesn't want to be together with you. And in this case, I worked with this lady, and this guy was in love with her, and he said that he wants a child from her. And she's like, hey, I'm not in love with you, dude. What do you want from me? And so he did some black magic on her, and lo and behold, she for a moment was weak, and they had this this experience together. And then from there on, she had somehow short term committed herself to him, and she had the hardest time to get away from him, even though she knew from the get go it wasn't a healthy thing to do, and she didn't want it to be anyway.
Mm. Yep, I can identify with that story myself. Atana, we are going to have to go to a quick commercial break, but thanks so much for sharing that example. And when we come back, we're going to bring in one of our lovely guests, and we're going to talk about curses and negative projections. Stay tuned, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Listeners, we are talking about black magic, curses, and negative projections. Atana, you just gave a pretty interesting example, one that I can identify with myself. Have you got anything more to specifically say about that?
Yes. We have to understand in the time that we're living in right now, in the past, the energy was a little bit denser. So we had to have these magic formulas, these magic spells to get everything into motion and things manifested. Now, as a beautiful verse in the Bible says, ask and it's being given. Right now, we really don't need to go into these complex, having to do a ceremony and a ritual and a spell and getting stuff. If you want something, your pure intention can attract it. Why would you go a detour and actually create a complex spell when you really can ask for it and it's being given? Why would you go this detour and think about that you have to do a ritual or spell in order for you to get what you want there? The key is really to recognize where are we doing black magic ourselves and why do we still think that is necessary? Because at this point in our lives, we can truly ask intentionally, energetically, and it's being given. That confidence, that consciousness, that awareness we need to have so that we can truly have that vibration of what we want with us.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. I like that. And it's true. And this work supports that. You know, this is,
yes.
This work I find to be, it's so positive, this work. Like you, Atana, I guess it's a representation of you. And when it's being done, you cannot help but feel amazing. It's just my own, you know, experience of it all. You want to do it. You feel so good. I'd like to just bring in here. Have you finished, Atana? Did you want to add anything more? We can talk to you a bit later. Yes.
Yeah, great. We can talk about
this. I really wanted to bring in Carol here. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
I would love to talk to you today just about this great topic, black magic, curses, and negative projections. Atana's got a chapter in his book on these three things because, you know, curses and negative projections don't always seem to be similar, but I guess they are. You would have worked with dozens of people affected by these energies. I'd love for you to share some of your stories or insights into working with people in this area, please.
I would like to begin by acknowledging or reiterating what Atana said about, you know, it's like taking a shower. Because as you mentioned, there's so much like scariness connotation around it because of what's in our movies and, you know, what's out there to scare us about it. And so sometimes I have to be careful with that with clients. How ready they are to like receive that word, because when you can see it as it's unhealthy energy, it's you know, it's dense energy, it's suppression energy, it's control energy, and so it's, even though it's different, it can still be treated like it's another unhealthy energy that we want to clear. Right? We want to clear anybody who's like got hooks in us, you know, draining our life force. And then we want to clear anybody who has projected negatively on us. And it's this process. So sometimes I work it in with people like in unhealthy, you know, like any unhealthy energies that are suppressing my life force or draining my life force or controlling my life force. And it kind of takes the scary edge off of it. And then you can start working with it on a like in a more effective manner. Because if we are experiencing it, then we need to be able to release it and let go of the contract that allowed it to come in the first place. So, for example, me, in the 30-year marriage that I had, I was very controlled and suppressed. And so I had no idea that a lot of that was happening for many of the years, but unwinding it and having that realization that there's this suppression coming at me, you know, this control coming at me. The more I did my energy work and the more energy healing sessions I got and the more self-healing that I did and the more I claimed my power back and, you know, the more I claimed my life force back, the more I could see when it was like a little crack in the beginning, you know, like, oh, I think that was an attempt to control me or an attempt to suppress my energy. And so it's very consistent with the whole idea of our empowerment and supporting the people who come to us for energy work and for the people doing like sacred inner dialogue with themselves from reading the book. It's about taking your life force back, claiming your space so that you say, this is my space here, and I may have given you permission before to suppress me or control me, but I'm changing that now. And I may have done that to others, you know, like in past lives, through the lineage, or even in the current life. If we are having that experience, then, you know, we still must have some of that controlling aspect in us to still be attracting the experience. So we let go of control, then we have less attraction for somebody controlling us. And it's just,
yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, the more we are feeling empowered in our space, the more we can let go of trying to control somebody else in their space. And then the less that we allow somebody to control us in our space.
Yeah, so it's really just an impact, that whole expansion of empowerment from us and the controller and the whole situation as well.
Yeah.
I just want to go a little bit backwards. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I like to think of black magic as, you know, anything that, any action or intention that one has on another without that they have their permission. You know, and that kind of takes the scariness out of it too, because it's, you know, like Atana said with that experiment, somebody could feel when there was a projection on them. And so, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, Atana, but in my mind, it's like, even like an overly protective mother who's like projecting like, oh, like fear energy, like I want to take care of my child so much that I'm going to do, you know, like this, and this, and I have this intention for you to wear 12 coats today. And, you know, that kind of stuff is still in that category of like imposing their control or suppression on somebody without that they necessarily have that permission.
Exactly.
Is that right,
Atana?
Yes,
and they think they know better what you need or what you really want. And to some extent, it's a beautiful concern. But when it gets to actually the concern is utilized for control, that's even another more subtle attempt to control in different ways, you know.
That's interesting. Carol, I just want to go back onto something you just touched on, please. In terms of black magic curses, all of this from past lives, I'm fascinated in that. Can you just explain to our listeners, please, a little bit more about that? Because I've experienced this situation in my work with Atana, so I'd love you just to talk a little bit about how that works.
Well, when we understand that we've been on the planet many, many times, and we come back for different experiences, and we get caught up in some loops of experiences, there has to be, because we're in a binary universe, right? Our planet is a duality planet. We have opposites, right? On, off, up, down, right, left. So if you think about it, if you're here 1,000 times, 10,000 times, 100,000 times, you're going to have dark experiences and you're going to have light experiences. And why not, you know, to like have the experience. And so, but we're awakening now in our evolution. We're being able to raise our consciousness and evolve on all levels in our bodies. And so we don't need to like have those denser experiences anymore. We don't, it's kind of like, yeah, we've done that. Like the dark side, and okay, we're like ready to move on with it. So if we've had experiences in the past where we maybe were the controller of somebody else or somebody who suppressed somebody else, then here's our opportunity now. We may have somebody suppressing us in our lifetime now to help us trigger that clearing, that whole loop of suppression and control. So, okay, we've had this experience and now we can clear it and transform it. And I no longer need to be controlled and I no longer need to control others. Does that answer
Thank
that?
You. That's great. But although sometimes I feel like I need to control my kids around their breakfast and getting ready for school. It's like, hurry up, everybody get dressed. No one wants to put their clothes on. No one wants to eat their toast and no one wants to get into the car. But anyway, Carol, thank you so much for that. It was a beautiful explanation. Listeners, we're just going to go to a very quick break and then we will be right back to discuss black magic, curses, and negative projections. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. Once again, I'm your host, Anna, and today we are discussing black magic, curses, and negative projections. Just for the listeners who want to access Atana's work, simply go to his website, Atana Method, ATANAMethod.com, or just Google him. You'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions, that you can do in person or via Skype like I do, information about his group and online training, his books, music, and links to his YouTube site, his Facebook site, his Instagram pages, and information about the One Month, amazing One Month that I love, and his crystal store. So just on that topic, Atana, is the new crystal store live yet?
It is live. We got finally the letter for occupancy. And crystal store is open, ready for people to come in. We got some amazing Uruguayan amethyst, the most dark purple amethyst you have ever seen. It's just beautiful. Carol helped me and Jeff helped me unpacking a couple of them.
They are beautiful.
Amazing. Well, can we see them online yet?
I made some pictures and movies today. I'm going to put them on Instagram and Facebook.
fantastic. Like, I'm going to look them up later today or even tomorrow. But we want to dive back into this discussion for the time being. We've got Saber with us today. Hello, lovely Saber.
Hello, my beautiful friend. How are you doing?
Great. Even better that I'm talking to you, and we're going to have fun talking about this topic.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Witchy woman. Remember that song? Witchy woman. See how I fly tonight. Well, I tell you, I've had a crash course into black magic when I first started seeing angels, because it, you know, kind of translates into psychics and things like that. And I knew nothing about this at all. And so I started researching, you know, what it is and how it's done. And I, you know, I looked into some stores and people are actually doing this, right? Oh my gosh, you know, what is this? And it for a moment, it scared me, right? So much intention, so much thought, and so much soul is putting into trying to control and dominate people and trying to take over someone else's identity or being, right? And I'll never forget this. I was sitting there one day, and the angel said, seriously, think about the scariest movie you've ever watched. And I'm not a big scary movie watcher. So I thought of Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, back in grammar school when all our friends are watching it for like 5 seconds. We got to see what this movie's about. And I envision it. And then the angels made some farting noises, right? And I said, what was that? And they said, you see how silly this is? We have this, you know, evilness, but if you combat it with the most silliness, it really just equalizes it immediately. And it got me thinking about it. And Carol was saying, and Atana was saying, it's the antithesis of black is white, dark and light, evil, love, right? And so when I started noticing that I have some of these patterns or these things going on in my life, I wanted to meet it with the antithesis, which is love, right? Pure love. And I had a very serious situation going on, and it was very easy to see. It wasn't something that I had to, you know, look for or I was wondering about it. It was in my face. This is who it is. They are literally hiring someone to do this against you, right? You need to take care of it. And I was freaking out and for weeks. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to play this game anymore. I really want to know why they're doing this, right? And what I'm to learn from this. And that was the other thing beyond love, was the information, the wisdom that that person who was trying to control me actually helped me in the long run. And it was the day when I said, I really, really love you because you taught me this awesome thing. Thank you so much. And I could feel my heart chakra and my stomach. It almost felt like it filled with light, and it was like sparkling, but it was almost like sizzling a little bit. And I could feel it going up and down and around my stomach area and up into my throat. And then all of a sudden, I saw it leave my body. And it felt so beautiful. And I was so thankful to that person who did that to me, right? And so just think how backwards that may sound, right? Thanking somebody who did black magic on me. But that was ultimately how I healed it at the root, at the core, and released myself and took my power back. And I'll never forget it. And it was really, really amazing, to the extent of it that I'm talking about it today, years later on the air. So if anyone is dealing with this, Atana, his book has a wonderfully detailed, in this book telling you how to deal with this and what it is about. You need to teach yourself what this is. But then there's a moment where you have to say, I'm better than this. I can do better than this. I am bigger than this. I am more full of light than this. This is for beginners. I'm not a beginner anymore. I don't need to do, you know, herbs and salts to protect myself. I need to use my own energy and present it, right, as my force. And we talked about that last week, that we, you know, every day when we listen and do our Atana method, or when we listen to our soul and meditate, we are building our spiritual muscles, right? And there's going to be a point at which you are a badass, right? And your muscles are so freaking big that you don't need to worry about this kind of stuff anymore, right? And if you do, you're not worrying about it. You're just saying, okay, I'm going to isolate this incident. I'm going to heal it and move forward, right? Instead of doing what I did years ago, worrying about it for weeks and what do I do? And you're like, nope. Like, you're like a Navy SEAL. You go in there, get what you need to do, get it done, and move forward, right? And that's what Atana has taught me, and that's what being with you all on the air for the past couple of months have been teaching me as well. It doesn't end. It keeps going. But you get better and better, just like any other muscle or any other ability or any other intellectual capacity that you're trying to learn. It's like a university of spiritual awesomeness. And now you're going to be a badass, right? And you can do it. Anyone can do it.
So can I just, I want to ask you, Saber, please, what happens if you find that the person that is doing this black magic curses and negative projections is actually somebody really close to you, like a partner or a sister? How do you manage that?
I think that's even better because you know them inside and out, right? And the closer you are to someone, the more you understand their thought process and their soul process and their heart process. And you know what they've been through. You know where they're going, you know? And you need to pull on those experiences. If someone teaches you something about themselves, right? You need to take that into consideration when you've got this going on, right? Let's say a lover that you're involved with has been physically abused, right? To pull on that, to say, I have love in my heart. This person is having emotional difficulties and soul problems and heart problems because of this. Now, it's not an excuse. But allowing them to present their hurt, right, on a platter, on a silver platter to you and to him, right, or to her, and say, I you're okay, and I love you anyway, and you'll get past this, and this is not going to define you, right? And just to let that person give you that moment where they can be all of them, not hiding who they am. That is such a gift to them, right? And I bet you it'll be gone as soon as you allow that to happen. Because most people who are doing this, they just want to be heard, right? And we've talked about that a lot on the air. It's just everybody wants to be heard nowadays. And people who are doing black magic, at some shape or form, at some level, they are so frustrated that they are not being heard and their needs are not being met and they need help. Right? And so for someone to say, I hear you, I love you, now please leave me alone, right? And that truly to me, as I said before, was a defining moment. I never thought I'd be saying, I love you and thank you to the person who was doing black magic on me, right? It didn't ever dawn on me that that would be happening. So it's so important to, you know, to do this. To teach people how to hear each other too, because we need to like let go of this kind of mindset, right? No more trying to control each other. No more trying to let this behavior come in anymore. This is like old stuff, right? And somebody really awesome a couple of years ago was telling me about the 12 commandments, right? the 12 commandments were, they were brought out in a time where everything was like chaotic, right? And they needed these rules to control people, right? But you and I, right now, all of us on this call, most of us who are listening, know that we don't need to look at the 12 commandments every few seconds to see if we're breaking those rules, right? We're past that. We're done with that, right? And so what we need to do is allow ourselves to let go of those rules and those parameters because need not apply anymore, right? We are bigger. We are better. We are stronger. It doesn't mean that it's where ego is huge. It means that we are finally realizing that we have God's beautiful love and the goddess's beautiful love inside of us, and we can change anything at any moment, right? Anything. And so to reverse the hate coming from someone else seems pretty easy thinking about it when you look at it in that way, right? I'm just going to heal you with my love, right? And that is, to me, the easiest thing to do, because loving people is not hard. It's loving people's mistakes and their darker side, right? But loving people at the core is not hard because we're all the same. We're all full of that love. And it's easy to recognize in each other if we just get ourselves down to that level to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Wow, that's a great insight. Atana, I just want to come to you for 1 minute. I mean, obviously, in terms of protecting ourselves from black magic, curses, and negative projections, I am sure that that crystal store of yours has got a bunch of crystals that can help people.
Yeah.
Could you just talk to us a little bit about how or some of the things that people can do or the crystals that can help?
Yeah, you can definitely get some protection crystals against black magic or the dark arts of manipulation, ranging from darker stones. They are usually interestingly black. A lot of them, the black stones like the obsidian, black tourmaline, even black onyx and agarines, and you have also like these deeper, darker stones and the different varieties of them like jet, that are helping, and they're for ancient and long times, even like into the Stonehenge times and further back into the different civilizations that have been inhabited the earth. You go all the way back and you can find even the stone jet on so many people that they were wearing in these times. Even if you look at the arrowheads, or if you look at the spearheads that they carved out of obsidian, they utilize them also as talisman, as protection from evil spirits, and also from black magic. So think about it. When you come into the crystal store, we have a staff that will educate you about really what would be more effective for you. Some of the stones you don't need to cleanse as much. Some you need to cleanse more often than others because they take more on. Then you can even go into multidimensional protection, electromagnetic protection. There's frequencies around that we also sometimes need protection from. Like even the electromagnetics are considered a form of black magic in some New Age circles. So you can work with even shungite on that. So once you come into the store, but even if you want to know more about it, read up on it. You can learn so much about Mother Earth, the gift that Mother Earth offers to us. It's just amazing.
Well, on that note, we're just going to go to a quick commercial break, and I want to come back to discuss that topic, Mother Earth. So stay tuned, listeners, and we will be right back in a tick. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing, listeners. We have been discussing black magic, curses, and negative projections. It's been a fascinating discussion today. I just wanted to touch on something that Tana said prior to the commercial break, which is about these gifts that Mother Earth gives us to help us ground down and to help support us. Carol, I'd just like to bring you in for a minute because when I think of grounding, I think of you always. Could you please just share with us a little bit about how Mother Earth and grounding can help us with black magic, curses, and negative projections?
Before I do that, I want to thank you so much for thinking of me when you think of grounding, because Atana can tell you how funny that is. Right? Like how many years it took me to figure it out, right? So I'm really glad that, like, you associate me with grounding.
I do. I really do.
Well, but see, that's such a perfect example, right? Grounding for me was such an, I mean, it was just a big question mark in the beginning. And then it was something that I would, like, inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter, started to get a concept of and figure out how important it was. And then as I was able to get healthier and healthier grounding, I got a greater and greater appreciation for it. So it's perfect that it was as foreign to me as it was in the beginning, because that's just how great of an appreciation I have for it now. Because I've gone through this process of, like, consciously learning about grounding and what healthy grounding, how it supports us. And so to answer your question about that with, like, how does healthy grounding work with us with this black magic, curses, spells, and projections, is the same as it always is. Mother Earth is bigger than us, and she can take it for us. So how more we can, you know, like, release that negative charge, like the lightning rod, and, you know, we're big energy beings. We can transform this, and we can turn these things into and dissolve them and deflect them just with our pure intention. And so here's another thing I want to bring up. And this is an even better answer to how grounding can help with this. I wanted to bring up about deception, because when somebody's engaging in black magic, whether consciously or unconsciously, it's about deception. Like, they don't want you to know that that's what they're doing, right? They want to suppress you or control you or manipulate you with their intention. And they want you to not know about it so that they can be successful. When we are more grounded, we are more clear. So when we have a good, healthy grounding, we can have more clarity and more knowing. And that's when we can start asking the questions. If you suspect that somebody is giving you issues, or you know, for example, maybe that somebody's, like, projecting negative things at you, then in your healthy grounding, you can have the clarity to look at any situation and say, where's the deception in it? And once you see that, then you can start to protect yourself and dissolve and deflect the intentional energy coming your way.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, just quickly, you have got, I'd just love you to talk a little bit about your class coming up in September. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that, please?
No, I'm happy to. I am a certified Atana Method teacher, and I'm teaching the Level 1 basic class on September 14th, 15th, and 16th. This is the 3-day intensive that brings you to that empowerment of, like, learning how to work with the energies. Atana has developed that beautiful online class And with that online class, you learn the basics, kind of the nuts and bolts of his method. And then you come to the 3-day class and you really get to experience it and you get to step into your power and into your self-empowerment. It's life-changing and it's going to bring you to the next level and bring open up
Amazing.
That prosperity for the rest of your life. Yeah. It's fun.
So how do people sign up for that, Carol, please?
They can go to my website, which is carolenergyhealer.com.
Great.
And
okay,
I have a
thank
page
you.
For it. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank
I
you.
Wish I was coming over to do that. That sounds great. And I'm sure lots of grounding tips from you too during those sessions. Saber. I just want to come back to you for a minute because you are also such a positive, warm, engaging, and I'm sure our listeners can tell for themselves, very funny human being. It's like these black magic curses and spells just, you're like Teflon. They don't even touch the sides of you. I'd just like to quickly hear about how long it took you to be able to get yourself into that sort of spot in your life where you're a Teflon lady.
Well, thank you, and I love you. You're the best. Seriously, thank you. Oh, I love you guys. I am not perfect, and some days are harder than others, but there's a point where you receive all of what you've been looking for, and there's just a little bit left, right? It's almost like a carrot with a stick, you know, the creators that created this, there's always a little bit more to go, right? But most of us here that are on this planet have almost just a little bit to go, right? We're almost there. And I would be so happy and so thankful if my time and our time spent on this radio station helped one person get to where they needed to go. So please, take Carol's class. Go see Atana. Get a crystal from Atana. Buy a book. Keep listening to our radio show. Our voices are healing. We have got divine voices coming to you to heal your body. And even if you can't get to one of our classes right now, just listening to us right now, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to envision a white light coming from above, and it's almost like a shower that Atana was talking about. And the shower is just sprinkling over the top of your head. You can feel it almost like raindrops when you're outside and the rain's just about to start, and it feels like little pitter-patter on the top of your head. And the warm white light travels down to your shoulders and envelops your neck, envelops your shoulders, makes your heart feel so full of love because we love you. We love you so much. That's why we do this every week. We care so much about this planet, and we care so much about you. Please know that there are so many beings that are full of the most amazing power that are surrounding us at all times. I see them all the time. They are not a joke. They are not a fallacy. They exist. And when you learn to take on their power and realign yourself with the power that God has given you, you can move mountains. There are stories about moving mountains all over the place because it's been done. We are going to move to this type of energy soon. We're doing it now. So please know that the work that I've done is because I wanted to do it for myself, but for my family and for my Earth family. If you don't have the courage to do it for yourself, do it for us today. And I love you so much.
No, thank you, Saber. That was gorgeous. I could listen to you talk all day. Atana, I'm just going to come to you briefly because we've got to finish up now to the amazing, internationally acclaimed master energy healer that you are, and just really great guy. you just say the last few words to our listeners, please?
Well, I am happy that we can support you with awareness and consciousness, how you can change your life and how you can improve your life on this planet. We are here for a reason. We are these amazing seeds that are developing in these amazing sacred trees and tree beings and sacred consciousness. The more we awake, the more we feel overwhelmed. Whenever we have these overwhelming moments, please ground yourself back, get yourself into the state of grounding, and get out of the paranoia. Even if there is black magic, maybe we have even in past lives done black magic. Maybe we just live with the repercussions from past lives right now. Know that this is going to pass, and that love is the main core energy in this multiverse that is the leading frequency. So whenever you are in despair in any form, know that the love contained in your heart, the unconditional love contained in your heart, is the super powerful transformer that you can access at any time, at any place, regardless where you're at. Step into your heart, into the depth of your unconditional love, and utilize this powerful transformation. Become so magnetic that you attract more consciousness, more magnetic life force, and become so aware that you can truly see how and where you're creating this reality and how and what you need to do to change it.
Yay! That is perfect. You're amazing. Atana, I could listen to you talk all day and forever, but we're going to have to finish up now. I just want to thank our sponsors, our amazing producer, Don, our guest, Carolyn Staber. You know, we love having you here, and we will, and to everybody listening, thank you, and we hope you got something from today. Stay tuned. We will be back next week.